And now this is a dictation for Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y, Owens, O-W-E-N-S, February 1158, address as a letter, Dr. Maddie, M-A-D-D-I-E, 953-5329. Dear Dr. Maddie, follow-up for Tammy, partial nephrectomy left-sided, renal cancer, chronic kidney disease, last visit in March. There is a left-sided carotid enlargement for the last 6 months. That needs to be addressed, affecting to some extent her chewing ability, although weight and appetite remains stable. There is no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. There is constipation or bleeding. She also has noticed gross hematuria for the last 9 months, off and on basis, without any pain, no fever, no urgency. Has seen gynecology, nothing suspicious. No gross edema, no claudication, stable dyspnea, uses inhalers, no oxygen. Was treated for bilateral pneumonia in May, McLaren. Never smoke, has not drinking more than 25 years, review system negative, medication list review. I will highlight this Xarelto, lisinopril, Inderal. Next paragraph, present weight 210, blood pressure runs high, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no abdominal tenderness, no masses, no back tenderness, presently no edema. Next paragraph, chemistry, September creatinine is normal. Mild degree of anemia, close to normal, electrolyte, normal, elevated bicarbonate, normal albumin calcium, GFR better than 60. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Hypertension, continue to monitor, no changes on medications today. Has preserved kidney function with normal potassium levels, not symptomatic. Prior imaging of the kidneys, which is 2023. There is cyst but no obstruction and no urinary retention. Continue to monitor on that. Next number, gross hematuria needs urological evaluation, probably cystoscopy. Cannot assume this is related to anticoagulation, Xarelto, or the renal cyst. Next number, carotid mass needs to be assessed. All issues discussed at length with the patient and husband, end of dictation.